Rank cards define a character as a certain type, such as a swordsman, mage, etc. If a person wants to use magic, they will start with the magic user cards they can find. In this case, the tiers to become a mage are the first ones everyone gets. See Mage. Remember that things are a bit different in this realm and thus magic users may not be what you think. Also, remember that some ranks can be interchangeable with one another so that if a swordsman decides later to become a gladiator instead, he need only drop to the soldier rank and then build back up from there. This will all be noted on the card as per if it is a common rank or a specific one. No one can have more than one rank on the field until they have mastered that rank. If a person is playing with magic at the beginning of the game, they must continue with the color of magic they have until they become a master of that rank. At that point, they will get a master's acknowledgement and then be able to start learning another magic while still using the first. Though, be careful not to mix colors as they can be rather explosive. This same thing goes for swordsman and barbarian and any other ranks. If someone wants to be a barbarian swordsman, they have to first finish the barbarian before they can become a swordsman. This is only to the master level. There are usually many more levels above the master level, see magics, swordsman, barbarian, mage, ranks, master's acknowledgement.